Well, this weekend is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Open Doors Canada has organized a way that you can be involved this Sunday. Reverend Gary Stagg is with Open Doors Canada, and he's with us now. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning to you, Todd. Nice to talk to you.
This is the International Day of Prayer specifically for the persecuted church. Now, we've had days of prayer before, but this one is really focused. How did this one get started?
Oh, this got started many, many, many years ago. I remember it from 25 years ago, at least.
Wow.
And so my guess is that it was going before that. I'm not sure exactly how it started, except most likely it was because people were becoming more aware of what was happening around the world with these brothers and sisters, and decided that they would get together and organize a day of prayer for them. So this is a day of prayer all over the world for the persecuted church, not just in Canada, but all over the place.
Gary, it seems persecution was part of the early church, and even today, I mean, it's still here in the world that we live in and probably will be in the future, won't it?
Yeah, for sure. Persecution is not going away, unfortunately. We just see it on the rise every year. I mean, this year, we know that more than 340 million Christians experience high to extreme levels of persecution, and that's up quite a bit from even last year.
Well, as we continue to always pray for the persecuted church, if persecution's on the rise, what does that mean?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. I think that the only thing we can say is that, you know, we're praying, and of course the enemy doesn't like the fact that we're praying,
right?
And more pressure is being put on the church.
Right.
But we can also say that, you know, with the persecution on the rise, we know that the church is also growing in areas where persecution is the worst.
Gary, of all the countries where persecution exists, which ones are the focus of the prayer this year? What's been going on in those countries?
Well, you know, there's been a lot that's going on, and we chose these countries just a little while back just because, these were areas that we felt that really needed that extra prayer boost. But of course, you know, things change, and right now I think all of our thoughts are with the Christians in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. and we're really trying to rally prayer for them right now, because these Afghan Christians really need prayer, especially in the days that are coming, which we know are going to be perilous times for them. Mm-hmm. In that country right now, things seem to be okay. I mean, a number of them have actually left the country, but there are those always that decide that they want to stay because they feel like they are the church and they don't want the light of the gospel to go out in their country. And so they make that very hard decision to stay in their country. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's relatively quiet because the Taliban is wanting to put an image to Western media that, they have reformed themselves and they're not going to be like they were before, but we know that it's only a matter of time. And when the attention goes off of them, you know, the axe falls. And we've already heard of a situation where a list has been circulated, and it's basically a hit list for Christians.
My goodness.
So we know it's eventually going to happen, yeah.
So this day for international prayer for the persecuted church is also going online this year. How's that all going to work?
It's actually something that we encourage churches to get involved in as well. And there's resource kits that are online that people can download, a free resource kit. They can go to our website, opendoorscanada.org. And the main banner that'll come up right now, it will be Unshakable Faith. There's a download button. They can put in their name and get the downloads. There's a whole resource kit there for churches with videos and all kinds of different resources that they can use for that particular day. So we encourage churches to observe this day of international prayer for the persecuted church within their local churches.
It's the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday. It's with Open Doors Canada, an online event. 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when it gets underway, on Facebook and YouTube, and you can link from opendoorscanada.org. And we've been speaking with Reverend Gary Stagg from Open Doors Canada. Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure. Thank you.